to know for sure you are going to heaven when you die. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast number 404, titled How to Know For Sure You Are Going to Heaven When You Die. I am here to remind you of what the Holy Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Once a professor of philosophy in a university was lecturing on the lack of certainty in our age. Certainty is impossible, he said. We can know nothing for certain. A freshman raised her hand and asked, "Professor, are you sure of that?" He said, "I'm certain." Yes, we live in an age of uncertainty. We're learning more and more about everything, and yet we seem to know less and less for sure. Know what you know. In contrast, the first followers of Jesus Christ were characterized by their certainty. They didn't guess or hope or wish. They knew for a certain. They were even willing to die for that certainty. And they did. Many of them did die. They said, "We know that our sins are forgiven. We know that we are the children of God. We know that to die is to be present with the Lord. We know that nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Unfortunately, most people don't have such confidence. They do not have a know-so salvation. Most people don't have such confidence when it comes to eternal life. They hope, they wish, they would like to think, but they don't know for certain. As a result, they have no confidence in the face of death, which is tied to the certainty that we know we have eternal life. Yet they often decide to put off thinking about death and dying until their quote-unquote later years. Knowing makes a huge difference. Knowing for sure makes a big difference. Some time ago, I spoke at a meeting of a group of churches. After speaking one morning, I made my way outside for some fresh air. As I passed by the church kitchen, I saw a giant of a man washing dishes. "Good morning, how are you today?" I said. He returned my greeting. We shared some small talk. Then I said, "I'm in town conducting a spiritual workshop, and we're talking about eternal certainties. I'd like to ask you, when you die, do you know for certain that you will go to heaven? He set his jaw and looked down for quite a while. When he lifted his face, he said, "No, I don't know." "Are you aware that it is possible to know that?" I asked. "Oh, yes. You see, I'm a preacher. I work here in the daytime, but I have my own church," he said. I shared with him about God's grace and how he could know that he had eternal life. I explained that Christ had paid for all of our sins, and that if we trust in him, we can know that we are on our way to heaven for sure. Then he and I bowed our heads to pray, and he placed his trust in Jesus Christ. Before, he had been trusting in his own efforts to be worthy to go to heaven. He had been trusting in his life as a minister to gain acceptance with God. But that day he agreed there was nothing good enough that he could bring to God, and he placed his faith in Christ. A common roadblock. That reminds me of what a man named John Gerstner once said. "Christ has done everything necessary for the sinner's salvation. Nothing now stands between the sinner and God but." Pardon me. But what? What is this roadblock that stands between so many people and their salvation by the gracious, forgiving God? That roadblock, he continued, is the sinner's good works. That roadblock, he continued, is the sinner's good works. Not their sins, but their good works, and their delusion that they do not need Christ, and that their own good works can satisfy God. And that their own good works can satisfy God. False assurance and certainties. It's exactly like the Bible. God's book to humankind says in Jeremiah 17:9, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" Unfortunately, many people don't awaken to their error until it's forever too late. How many people in the first 5 minutes after death would give anything for simply 1 minute to get right with God and trust Christ as Savior? Dear friend, do you have this certainty about eternity? Do you know for sure? Do you know for sure? Throw away all trust in your own goodness. Look to the cross of Jesus Christ. See him who suffered the agony of the condemned in your place, who received from his own Father the penalty we deserve, and then rose from the dead on the third day early one Sunday morning. Christ himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, on the cross. Transfer all of your hopes from what you have done to what he has done for you at Calvary. Place your trust in him alone. The Holy Bible states in 1 John 5:12-13, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. His name, by the way, is Jesus Christ. Do you know that you have eternal life for sure? If not, trust in Christ as your Savior today and pray with me the sinner's prayer. So, dear friend, if you believe in your heart right now on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day by the power of God from the dead. Pardon me. And you're willing to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior today with all of your heart so you can go to heaven. Please pray with me what is called the sinner's prayer right now. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you and that I have broken your 10 commandments. I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after people and things before. I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents. I have taken your holy name in vain. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul and forgive me of all of my sins, my failures, and my faults, as I now believe in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul. Please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old evil life and to follow you in the new life. For it is in your name I pray. Amen. Dear friend, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to follow Jesus, if you have decided to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior today, after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know to find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior. Visit gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The track this podcast is based on is written by the late D. James Kennedy and published by Crossway. A non-profit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this track online at crossway.org. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Romans 3:23 reads, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In fact, I am the chief of sinners. So don't think that you're alone. Number two, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, For the wages of sin is death. We die because of our sins. Our bodies are put in a grave. Our souls go to hell forever if we have never trusted Jesus Christ as our Savior. That leads me to point number three. Accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell right now. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Fourth, dear friend, accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself but believe on Christ. For the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Fifth, accept the fact, dear friend, that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. With these facts in mind, please be willing to turn from your old life and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul this very moment, and he will do it. The Bible states in the book of Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and verse 13, that if thou, you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you want to get saved like Steph Curry, one of the greatest basketball players who ever lived, you can do that today. If you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, for your soul's salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer called the Sinner's Prayer. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart, and God will save you today. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I have broken your Ten Commandments, for I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after people and things before, been envious of others, coveted what other people had or have. I have dishonored my parents, disobeyed my parents. I've taken your holy name in vain and have disrespected you. I am guilty of breaking your Ten Commandments and committing many other sins. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon me, and please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered for me, bled for me, died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past and to turn from my evil ways. In Jesus Christ's name we pray for our sake. Amen. Dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Remember, dear friend, until next time, believe by faith, share the faith, and keep the faith. God bless you.